Fresh exchanges of fire between Indian and Pakistani forces in the disputed Kashmir region have left at least three people dead, including an Indian soldier. Indian officials say the soldier died after sustaining injuries as a result of a Pakistani rocket attack. Indian forces say they responded to the attack. The shelling killed two Pakistani civilians. This comes following days of violence between the two nuclear-armed neighbors. Recent clashes have killed around two dozen people, forcing thousands to flee their homes on both sides. Since 1947, the two countries have been involved in four wars and numerous border clashes over the disputed Kashmir region. Let's get an idea from both sides. First, Manwar Samana, correspondent, joins us from New Delhi to tell us what has occurred. Manwar, Indian soldier is dead based on reports because there was Pakistani rocket fire. Is that the version you have? What can you tell us?
Well, good evening, Kaveh. Well, it looks like a never-ending conflict. Well, tensions have heightened in the recent days. The countries often trade acquisitions about who is to be blamed for firing and shelling in the disputed region. And the borders are they're full of security and nobody's allowed there. But nobody actually knows what actually happens, what is happening on the border. Who is the first party who provokes the firing or who provokes these incidents? Well, we're not clear about that. Well, last week, Indian forces in Kashmir killed four Pakistani troops. Well, that is according to Indian statements, the government official statements. They said on the international borders, four Pakistani troops were killed after an Indian soldier was killed in an attack that was blamed on Pakistan. Well, Indian security agencies have declared a nationwide alert in the recent days to wide militant strikes as, you know, the top officials of U.S., John Kerry and President Barack Obama, they are due to visit India later this January to take part in the Republic Day ceremony. Well, it looks always looks like a blame game, Kaveh. Let's see, India is right now on the high alert. In another incident on the New Year Eve, Indian Defense Ministry said that Pakistan boat was intercepted by the Indian Coast Guards from the city of Porbandar in the western state of Gujarat. And the government officials maintained that four people were spotted on the boat, but the vessel could not be rescued due to bad weather. And India says the boat was engaged in illicit activities. Well, it looks like a sort of blame game because the opposition parties have criticized government and have asked government to come clean on their acquisitions. And let me tell you again, there are the whole country is on a high alert followed because the U.S. high officials are to visit India next month. The airports across the country are on high alert after the intelligence agencies warned of possible hijack attempts on Air India flight that is bound to Kabul. Well, it looks like another attempt that was conducted in last two decades back in 1999 when a possible hijack attempt similar to the one that is being speculated will be conducted in the coming days when terrorists took over an Indian airline and hijacked it towards Kandahar. So tension is rising high, Kaveh. We cannot be certain as which side is to be blamed for unprovoked firing. Nobody's clear. Well, India blames Pakistan, and the Pakistan at the same time blames India. Well, it looks like a blame game. Back to you, Kaveh.
Well, let's cross on over to Islamabad and talk to Javed Rana, see what he has to say about this incident. Javed, I don't know if you heard our correspondent there, Manwar, from New Delhi, but of course, Pakistani fire is reported to have killed this Indian soldier, and then two Pakistanis have been killed as a result. What can you tell us?
Well, my colleague in New Delhi is, what he said, it makes sense because it is a blame game. New Delhi and Islamabad both have been blaming each other that they initiated the fire first. I think at the heart of the entire controversy that started recently, it was incident where Indian soldiers, they invited Pakistani and for talks, there was some sort of tension at the working boundary in Sialkot in the east of Pakistan. And when they were invited for a flag meeting and then they were killed, I think that particular incident infuriated Pakistani soldiers. That doesn't mean that Pakistan has started taking revenge. But I can tell you one thing going by the track record of both armies, They've been trying to kill each other. I mean, that's a routine thing, particularly on the disputed Kashmir border. Their soldiers have been targeting each other. It is also a fact that this is a sort of localized revenge game which is played between two sides. But nonetheless, we should not forget that these are the armies of two nuclear-armed countries. Pakistan and India were virtually at the on the verge of a war back in 2002, back in 2008. When the militants had attacked at different installations in India. So I think still I would say that in this entire intention, if the third player, which is a very important player we should not ignore, and they are the militants, if they carried out any terrorist attack inside India or in Indian side of the Kashmir, I think they can escalate this tension. And remember, these are nuclear-armed countries. And going by the temperament of both governments and both armies, they don't put up with each other. They both love to hate each other. And God knows what is going to happen in this region. These are smaller skirmishes where armies are trying to take revenge from each other, holding each other responsible for the entire mess that the that both countries are trying to are almost in. So let's see something good happens, some sort of international mediation take place. That is not happening. Indians are trying to put Kashmir dispute on the back burner. Pakistan doesn't want that to happen. Americans and the other Western countries are simply saying that they are not going to intervene. But what happens in case there is a war between two countries? Who is going to be responsible? That is going to escalate. It can engulf the entire region with international repercussion. I have to say that these are the nuclear-armed countries. International community must intervene to mediate, and they must try to resolve the issue of Jammu and Kashmir. That is the mother of militancy in the entire region.
Exactly. Thank you. That's Javed Rana talking to us from Islamabad. Pleasure talking to you.